Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
What's up, guys? Kel Strauss and Megan Murray here, and you are listening to Girls Talking Boys in partnership with SB Nation. As always, hello.
I mean, you do that so well. Whenever I have to be the one that does it, I'm just like, but I'm a one-take Jake, so I just roll with it.
That is how we roll on this show. Like, I would love to sit here and tell y'all that we go through and just edit to oblivion, but you know what? I would like to argue that that would remove the authenticity. So why would we do that to you? Why?
Agree with that.
I just believe in showing up as my most true version of my best self.
I'm here to just let it fly, you know?
Which is what you're going to get from me today, especially because Meg and I are basically passing the baton. Like, I'm coming back from a trip, so I'm jet lagged, and she's about to go on a trip. And so we're just like,
Two planes passing in the night.
Literally that. I mean, why would we not? Like, this is how we roll. Yeah. You know. I can tell you, let me tell you this though. One thing that I'm going to give you some advice before you get on. Well, you've already been on a plane ride, but one thing I didn't realize before I got on a plane in COVID era was that they no longer serve alcohol on airplanes.
Yeah, no, they don't.
That's an issue.
Not unless you're first class, which, I mean, that would be cool and all if anyone wants to hook it up, but I can't afford that.
I was very unaware, and when I went on a 9-hour flight, that was what my goal was to have a few beverginos. Well, nixed because of COVID.
Yeah, none skis.
I was like, are you kidding me right now? Like, this can't be real. And they were like, yeah, I know. And I was like, how? And the flight attendant was like, here's the thing. It doesn't make much sense because, like, I can feed you other drinks, but not that one. And I was like, yeah, I mean, why can you give me a ginger ale but not put a little something in it? Like, what?
Probably because, like, Joe Schmo in, like, aisle two is just going to have too many and then just, like, won't put his mask back on, you know?
Fucking Joe.
I know. Ruins it for everybody.
Seriously. We hate them. We hate them.
It should just allow you to take shots instead because then it's like you put it back on and then you're done.
One time someone told me that if you took little mini bottles and it was over international waters that it was illegal and you can get arrested. And I don't know the validity of that, but ever since then I've been spooked.
Well, if you do the little bottles, you just can't let them see it anyways.
No kidding. Like, wow, who is in going to be like, hey, ma'am, can you bring me a large drink with some room so I can put my vodka in it? Like, what are we doing? Like, that's like you roll up to Sonic and you're like, hey, turn your head while I pour out the top of this real quick so I can, you know, mix something else in. Like, no,
you know, Betty Sue on the way to a bachelorette party ruined that for everybody else. I'm just telling you, rules are in place because someone was being an idiot. So, and I blame them.
I feel like in post-COVID era, here's something we need to do. Not that I watched this show, but I did watch an episode. And apparently Always Sunny did this, like they played this game.
Beer one?
Yep.
I just saw that the other day.
We are
first
going
of all,
to do that.
That just disgusted me as a premise.
Why?
I can't drink that many beers.
Well,
first fine. Of all, I can't. Well, no one can, but I can't drink three beers. So, like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. You can have some wines. It'll be good.
Okay. I feel like the humor of that show, like, I just feel like I can't control it. Like, not that you can control any show really, but like, it just feels so like what you're doing is so wrong. And I want to shake them and be like, why are you doing this? And it gives me anxiety to watch that show. So really? Yeah. Like, the whole time I was watching that, I was like, did you just drug like a freaking teenager? Like, what are you doing?
Oh, see, I haven't watched that much of that show. Everyone tells me I would like it, and I don't know if I should take offense
to
that.
To me too, and I say you're incorrect.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that other people like it. Like, there are funny parts of it, but just stress me out as a group of people.
I'm glad that you are one of those people that watches things that are uncomfy and actually gets legitimately stressed. Like, people that revel in that, I'm like, you're unhinged. You must be. Like,
honestly, for like the longest time during this, you know, Panera Bread or Ponda Replay or whatever you want to call it these days. Like, I would watch like older shows and I was just like, oh my God, they're like touching that phone and not sanitizing their hands. And like, now I'm just getting crazy.
We will never be.
I have to check myself.
We will quite literally never be the same. Like,
that's so true.
I see things like sporting events or, you know, I mean, I know that's happening now, but like, I'll catch myself and I'm like, whoa, like, what are they doing? Like, I don't know.
Where's your mask?
Yeah. How we won't have PTSD for.
Yeah. Well, I haven't. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we are the anxiety queens. Let's be real, real honest about that for a minute.
Oh, 100%.
Well, you know, I am grateful for one thing, a little bit of, you know, time away, and B, I feel like in that time, especially since I was with Dave.
In that time, you missed nothing?
Yeah, because it's pretty much a guarantee whenever Dave Hellman is out of pocket, some shit hits the fan or like something happens and he has to like rush back to the house or like grab his laptop and write something up. That was not the case this time. And for that, I have to say thank you to the Cowboys gods, truly.
Yes. Oh, I have to run this by you now. So my tight end conspiracy thickens.
Oh,
and we addressed this last week, but okay. I must get your take on this. So, you know how LP was obviously rid of because, you know, Witten has to be the longest standing Cowboy in the world.
Sure.
That is my theory. I just keep seeing all these Pitts things popping up.
Yes.
And like generational talent guy.
Yes.
And like the whole number thing was just like a whole debate last week. Like,
that was my favorite.
It was wild. And I'm just saying, what if they get Pitts this, like, he's the next Witten and he gets 82?
Bro, I used to feel very strongly about this topic because I felt like I, of all people, had firsthand knowledge. I was like, yeah, like, I dated an equipment manager and who was in the room when those people were making those decisions. And now I feel like I don't know anything. The moment that they gave CeeDee Lamb 88, I was like, I don't know what to believe anymore. I mean, granted, listen, like, Dez is incredible, but like, if they gave away Jason Witten's number, I will give you $100, Megan. That this is an on-air bet. Like, within the next 10 years, if 82 is reassigned to a Cowboys player on the roster, active roster, you get $100 from me because I just can't see it.
Have to wait 10 years to get $100?
5 years. That feels fair.
Well, like, it might happen this year if we get Kyle Pitts number 10.
Jerry's going to be like, I went to college with someone named Witten, and
we're going to honor him. Witten is my little baby boy, and I want someone to do him proud.
Yeah, he's like, one time I knew a girl named Whitney, and she was nice, and therefore we're going to give Kyle Pitts number 82, and that's going to be the story. That's going to be the reasoning as to why we reintroduce a new set of these, like,
the next generation of these legacy numbers. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Talk in the Draft guys did a draft this week, our mock draft, and you can find that on our channel. They put it on podcast, but you can also watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
But Dalton has Pitts going at 10. I think only one of us, Cole, traded back. Okay. But you found some pertinent information.
I did.
That got me all jazzed up.
Okay, so I did, actually. I'm glad you reminded me of the things that I found because, you know, jet lag is a thing. I got a text message, and as I was, you know, about to get on the plane last night, and it was Mel Kiper's latest draft. And apparently, Sir Kiper has the Cowboys trading back with the Broncos. And the Cowboys are – the Broncos are trading up to get Justin Fields. And I, you know, here's the thing. Anytime, like, you're going to have the Jeff Kavanaughs of the world that hear Captain Tradeback, they lose it in the best way. They love this. They live for this shit, right? Like, they're like, get us the value. Like, you can tell me at 12, I will still feel good about the guys that are on our board. I mean, listen, like, most teams only have, like, 15 first ground raids. Let me try words one more time. First grade. Wait, nope, third time. First round grade. Wow, Kelsey needs to go to sleep.
She got there eventually.
It's 10 times a charm is actually how the saying goes. Anyways, and so, like, if you traded back to a certain point, you could still snag one of those guys. Or if the majority of those guys are gone anyways, you're like, well, what's the difference? So I see it, but what I don't see is Fields being available at 10. I don't see that. I just don't. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know how much of that to say. Like, obviously, he's super respected and everything, but I think mock drafts change all the time. And I'm like, I would be very shocked if Fields was still available at 10. But if he was, I don't hate the idea of the Cowboys trading back and still getting a really nice caliber player just a couple spots back, and Broncos getting a quarterback that maybe can quarterback. I don't know.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity, but giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
I mean, that would be nice for them because their selections seem to be, you know, off the mark. So, you know, anything's better than, like, you know, their Paxton Lynch pick. So
listen, Team Drew Lock till I die. The moment that man,
he was fun when he was doing, like, the dancing on the sideline thing, but, like, other than that, what did he really bring to the table?
That's some big backup energy. And while it creates really great social content, it doesn't necessarily equate into victories. So for, you know, Broncos Nation, is that what they call themselves? I hope that
we should ask Tay Stern now that she's up there. What do they call themselves?
We'll be like, we need the inside scoop on the lay of land up in the parts.
Get behind enemy lines for us here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that we really, like, see them often, but, you know, I want to be prepared when we do.
I just, at the end of the day, and actually Dave and I on our show, The Star at Night, we did a mock draft too. So if anyone feels like tuning in for that, that's airing actually today when this show airs as well. And, you know, I'll give you a hint. I really, really had some fun with the Joey Burrow pick. So LOL at that one. But I just genuinely would be shocked if Sertan wasn't the guy for the Cowboys at the end of the day. I just would. I really would. I feel like it's going to happen. It makes so much sense to me. He's not just, he could very well be both the best player available and fit scheme and need. So like, to me, I'm like, it's a win-win. He is literally check marks across the board. Like, it just, you can't afford not to.
Sorry, I'm muting myself because my dog is just like going at this bone and I don't want to subject everyone to this. So I wasn't ready.
No, it's good.
But yeah, no, actually it's a, you're welcome, America.
I was going to say, I was like, people want to hear Yebby go after the bone. So it's fine.
She did this whole like vomit noise too, like not actually vomiting. I was like, wow, I'm really glad I muted for that. So, you know, but I'll still give you the play-by-play because why not?
Speaking of play-by-play, one thing that is developing, and I don't know if it'll be the same tomorrow. So this is your disclaimer now if things change by the time this episode airs, because I'm not going to re-record this because I am unapologetically filming this on a not Friday. So either way, this week, Alden Smith, he visited the Seahawks, and I know that's been a topic of conversation this offseason because, you know, like I think the team had said, you know, we're not sure that we're in on him still. And even though he was easily the highest performing pass rusher on the team, at least the first half of the season, and then by the stats, you know, he was leading the team for sure. And I think we all know, though, he disappeared a little bit more in the second half of the season, and stats aren't everything, but still he is what he is, which is good, a good player. But I think it was interesting too, because when Mike McCarthy had his press conference, I think it was it Dak? Yeah, it was Dak maybe. And basically he was saying like, oh no, like I'm not convinced that we're done with Alden. So it was like almost like this weird like back and forth between the front office and the head coach. Like, who do we believe?
Such a tease.
Yes. Like, who do we believe here? And now Alden is like up in Seattle, like doing the visit. And, you know, Ed Werder is saying how the Seahawks nearly signed Alden last month on the same day they reached agreements with Kerry Hyder and Benson Maioa. And like, they paused last minute, you know, and then Michael Galkin was saying that there was potential for, they talked about doing like a trade at one point. In 2020, but the Cowboys didn't want to do a deal. And so are you going to be sad if
yes,
that goes through?
Well, I mean, it feels like a done deal.
Yeah.
And I know it's not at the time of this recording, but it just feels like they really do want him. And like, I feel like they can make it happen, and it's low risk, impossible high reward for them. So, you sure. know, kind of why not?
Yeah.
I'll hate to see him go because I mean, he did have some beast moments, and I feel like with a beefed up, if we give them help on defense, I should say, and like even under Quinn's tutelage, like I could see that being a really good situation for us. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm happy for the guy. Like I just want him to do well. So
yeah. Yeah, you know. No, I'm with you. I hear you. I think if you look at it objectively from what he has done as an athlete, his absence, then the fact that he's been able to come back to the game and then perform, you know, at least even at a semi high level, it's impressive in itself. And so as a player, you thumbs up. How about that? I can't sit there and be wishing people well when I'm not sure if I do or not, but yeah. So I am definitely interested to see how that transpires. One last thing though, on that topic of edge rushers, you know, it's funny to me that the Browns now have Clowney. Not that Clowney's been anything like amazing ever, but like to have two first round draft picks on either side of the line with Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney, I'm like, on paper, that's terrifying. So, wow.
I mean, yeah. Do we play them this year?
No.
Oh. Go scare someone else.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, again, like, you're asking the wrong person. Like, I need to, let me.
Yeah, I know. Did we add it a game, but it was like the Patriots or something, right? Like,
yeah,
the
Patriots.
I can never remember.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I had for breakfast this morning. So.
I know. I'm like, I don't even know. Like, this morning was like last night for me. So like, I'm very much like all across the board. I'm a straight scrambled egg right now. So,
taking on the sad,
basically. Well, yeah. So that's kind of all I had. I mean, again, like uneventful. One quick note though, guys, you know, we've had Dane Brugler on before. And if you guys are big at the draft, which I know this time of year, most people are, his guide, The Beast, came out this past week. And it's phenomenal. I'm going to get it printed. I've been out of town, which is why I didn't, but if you are a subscriber to The Athletic, you automatically get access to it. It's unbelievable. It is the best wealth of knowledge I've ever held in my hands. So if you want to nerd out over some of the guys that you're hearing and potential picks, that is definitely something you need to go ahead and smash that subscribe button and get access to. So, yeah, but draft season is, damn, it's close, man. Holy cow. It is April. Wow. We're mid-April. Yeah. We will know. You know, what's cool is we repeat ourselves a lot during the off season because it feels like there's only like 2 to 4 topics that circulate, and we will be able to definitively say, come like this time in 2 weeks, exactly who that person is. So I'm pumped for it. I'm looking forward to it. I have a good feeling. We'd love to hear who you guys think the Cowboys are going to pick and maybe who you think they should pick. And if there's really going to be a number that you think is off limits, because, you know, I don't feel like I know anything anymore.
I have a conspiracy theory.
I was so sure. And now I just am not anymore. So, Meg, you have the best time on your trip this week. And I'm going to drop off some baby vodka bottles for you because, you know, drunk on a plane. Like, that's,
you know, my flight's way less than 9 hours. So I think I'll manage. I do appreciate the sentiment as always.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. We do appreciate it. You can find the Blog and the Boys podcast wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Apple, Spotify, or iTunes, even Stitcher. If you want to hang out with us on social media, you can do that as well. I am on Instagram at Hey Kelsey Charles, also on Twitter at Kelsey_Charles, and Megan is
at Meg Murray with 4 R's on Earthing.
On Earthing. Well, the most important thing to know above Earthing is the wise words, Megan, that you always leave us with and that I missed hearing out of your mouth last week. But please go ahead and lay it on us.
Dallas forever, Philly for never.
Birds,
you heard?
Not real.
Not real.
Bye, guys.
Bye.